Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos, Tav Koches, and we are starting Kuf Zayin Omer Beis near the bottom with Halacha Dalet and Vilna stuff. It's all the way at the end of Peches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marshmirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, here we continue discussing Bris Mila on Shabbos, but the following concept is going to be a very important feature in our discussions in our Limud. It's called Tabit Var Mitzvah. A person in the process of trying to do a mitzvah, which he's allowed to do, but in the course of that, he ends up doing something that he's not allowed to do. And the question is he going to be Chayev or Pater for that? On one hand, he's Tabit Var Mitzvah. He's in the middle of trying to do a mitzvah and he accidentally did something he wasn't allowed to, so maybe he's pater because he had to be involved in what he was involved in. But on the other hand, maybe he's still chayiv because he didn't do what he really was supposed to do. Even though this sounds very general, we're going to see how this has to do with bris mila. Misha hayula shtei tinoikos. A guy who has two babies. A kubi is a male that has two brisim in the same shul, or a parent that maybe has twins. Echolam al erev Shabbos v'echolam al b'Shabbos. One of the babies needs a bris mila on erev Shabbos on Friday. We're going to call him the Friday baby, and the other one needs a bris on Shabbos. We're going to call him the Shabbos baby. Shachach, the male got mistaken. He forgot. Umala shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he gave the Friday baby a bris on Shabbos, which means it was the ninth day. Chayiv, the male is chayiv for that. We know that mila is only deicha Shabbos on the eighth day, but if for whatever reason a child didn't get a bris on the eighth day, and the ninth day is Shabbos, that's not deicha Shabbos. He's going to end up getting the bris on the tenth day, which is Sunday. And this kid got a bris on his ninth day, which is Shabbos. The male is chayiv for that. Now we're going to see this in the Gemara itself, but let's just talk it out over here. If the Shabbos baby did not yet have a bris, and the male was in the process of preparing to give the Shabbos baby a bris, but he ended up taking Friday baby and giving him a bris instead, because whatever reason he thought that the Shabbos baby was the Friday baby and he gave that baby a bris already, this is considered Tabit Var Mitzvah that he would be pater for because Asa Mitzvah. He was Tabit Var Mitzvah of Asa Mitzvah. He was involved in doing a Dvar Mitzvah that he was allowed to do. He is allowed to give Shabbos baby a bris. He made a mistake and he accidentally ended up giving Friday baby a bris and he was Asa Mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. Friday baby still needed a bris. He wasn't allowed to have a bris on Shabbos, but he still needed a bris. This is Tabit Var Mitzvah of Asa Mitzvah and he would be pater for that. The reason why we're saying in the Mishnah that he's chayiv for giving Friday baby bris on Shabbos is because he really was mixed up and he actually had given Shabbos baby a bris on Friday. And now there was no bris that was allowed to take place today. Since the Shabbos baby already had his bris yesterday, which was day 7, and that's a big problem, but we're not dealing with that right now, there's no bris that's allowed to be given on Shabbos. And therefore, he's not tavid bar mitzvah. And that's why, even though Friday baby needed a bris, since it wasn't allowed to be given on Shabbos, and he wasn't involved in a mitzvah that he was allowed to be doing on Shabbos, that's why he'd be chayiv. Now, the Mishnah continues with a slightly different case. We have these two babies. One of them needs a bris on Sunday, that Sunday baby, and one of them needs a bris on Shabbos. Shachach, the male got mixed up. Umalas shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he gave the Sunday baby a bris on Shabbos. That's day 7, and he's not allowed to have a bris then. So Reb Elezer mechayev chatas, Reb Yeshua piter, Reb Elezer mechayev mechatas, and Reb Yeshua says he's pater. I think when our quotes the Mishnah, Mishayu lo shteitino, because v'chulu, Amar b'yechon, Reb Yechon says, Reb Meir he. Our Mishnah is shitas Reb Meir. In other words, machlokes Reb Elezer, Reb Yeshua, whether or not the male is chayev chatas, is based off Reb Meir's understanding of Tabit Dvar Mitzvah. Why is this? The Amar he holds, Davar shasiyase mitzvah pater. That if a person did a mitzvah, he's pater, and it's only kol chasam alpha on the top. V'she'in basiyase mitzvah b'machloikes. If he didn't do a mitzvah, that's what the machloikes is, and that's what we have at the end of our Mishnah. He gave Sunday baby a bris on Shabbos. That's not doing a mitzvah because that's seventh day, but still he was tabed v'ar mitzvah because he was involved in the mitzvah of giving Shabbos baby a bris. As in this case, Rabbi Yeshua says that he's pater because he was tabed v'ar mitzvah, even though he did not end up accomplishing a mitzvah. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says that he's chayiv since he didn't end up accomplishing a mitzvah, even though you're right, he was tabed v'ar mitzvah, he still is chayiv because again, he didn't accomplish a mitzvah. And in the Risha of the Mishnah, as we had just mentioned before, if it were to have been that the Shabbos baby did not have a bris on Friday, then according to Rav Meir, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua would agree that the male is pater for giving Friday baby a bris on Shabbos because he's tabed v'ar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, and he did a mitzvah giving Friday baby a bris on his ninth day. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon argues that that's not the understanding of the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. And pay attention to the Girsa change. Really, it's davar she'in basiyase mitzvah chayiv. Everybody holds that if he didn't end up doing a mitzvah, he's going to be chayiv. There's no p'tur of tabed v'ar mitzvah if at the end he didn't end up accomplishing a mitzvah. It's only v'shiyesh basiyase mitzvah b'machlokes. If he did end up accomplishing a mitzvah, so then we have that machlokes. Meaning, according to Rav Shimon, if Sunday baby was given a bris on Shabbos, even though Shabbos baby was waiting for his bris, so the male is tabed v'ar mitzvah, at the end of the day he wasn't asa mitzvah because this is Sunday baby's seventh day, not his eighth day, so no bris was accomplished, and everyone, even Rabbi Yeshua, is going to be mechayev the male. It's only in the original case where Friday baby was given a bris on Shabbos, and let's say Shabbos baby was waiting for his bris there, we can consider the male tabed v'ar mitzvah and va'asa mitzvah he did a mitzvah because Friday baby did at the end of the day need a bris. As in this case, Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, the male is pater because he was tabed v'ar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, and Rabbi Elazar would say that no, he's chayev because even though he's tabed v'ar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, he still wasn't allowed to give Friday baby a bris on Shabbos, and that's why he'd be chayev. Now we have the same machlokes, Rabbi Meir Meir and Reb Shimon in Shitas Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua in regards to Karban Pesach. We know that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we are allowed to shech the Karban Pesach, and there's a whole discussion in Masechas Pesachim. Let's say a person shechs his Karban Pesach on Shabbos, but it turns out not to be his Karban Pesach. It's really a different Karban. It's a Shlamim. Would he be Chayv or Pater for that? It's the same idea. Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. He's involved in the mitzvah of shechting the Karban Pesach, and he ended up shechting a different Karban, which we know is not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos. So it's with this the Gemara continues. Reb Yossi says, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechanan, the Divrei Meir, according to Rav Meir, the only way we consider this person Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah and Pater for shechting this other Karban on Shabbos, that's V'hu Shehei Seh Tamim Uben Shana Ushlamim V'Roy L'Shtanus L'Shem Pesach. It has to be an animal that's exactly like the Karban Pesach. It has to be a Seh. It has to be Tamim, meaning unblemished. It has to be within the first year of its life. It has to be that it was a Karban Shlamim. We know that Karban Shlamim could be a Karban Pesach, and that's what V'Roy L'Shtanus L'Shem Pesach means, that it technically could have been a Karban Pesach. So if we have an animal that technically could have been a Karban Pesach, but it happens to be that it wasn't, it was a Karban Shlamim, and he shechted L'Shem Pesach, then we could say he's Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah and he's Pater. But if it's not precisely all those things, let's say for example it's a cow, and we know a cow can't be a Karban Pesach, so then he wouldn't be considered Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Now, Achma Mino Atlas, you learn three things from here, says the Gemara. Shma Mino Davar Shein like Kitzvah. You learn from here the only way we consider him Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is with something She'ein like Kitzvah that doesn't have a set amount, and that excludes if he had shechted an animal that was a Karban Sibur. A Karban Sibur does have a Kitzvah, does have a set amount, and we'll explain this soon in the Gemara. Furthermore, V'Davar Shed Darkai L'Hischalif, that's the proper Girsa, something that could be exchanged, meaning an animal that technically could have been in the Karban Pesach, and also V'Davar Shesh Bas Yosei Mitzvah, something that what he did was a Mitzvah. This really goes back to our kids on Shabbos getting Bris Mila case, that the only potential way for him to be Pater for doing this on Shabbos is if he actually did accomplish a Mitzvah, namely giving Friday baby a Bris on Shabbos, but not if he didn't do a Mitzvah. Now we just clarify, Ma Es L'Cha Davar She'in Like Kitzvah, what does that mean, a Davar She'in Like Kitzvah, doesn't have a set amount? Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, the Torah never gave a set amount to how many Karbanos Pesach are allowed to be Daicha Shabbos every single year. Every single year, there's a different amount of Karbanos Pesach that are brought, and the Torah never says how many are Daicha Shabbos. That's what we consider Ein like Kitzvah. There's no set amount. But Karbanos Sibur, for example, they do have a set amount. There's this Karban Mosav on Shabbos, and there's a Karban Talmud on Shabbos. There's different Karbanos Sibur that have to be brought. They have a set amount. So if there's no way for a person to be able to say, oh, I thought this was a Karban Sibur, I didn't realize. How do you not realize there's a set amount of them? Karban Pesach, you could say, I didn't realize it wasn't a Karban Pesach, because there's no set amount of Karbanos Pesachim, so therefore you could technically make a mistake in that. But Karbanos Sibur, no. Now, Rabbi Yezi Sever Meimar, Rabbi Yezi thought to say, which is something very similar but different, Jainat Yachal Lamed Almanyanon, you simply can't count them. You can't count all the Karbanos Pesachim that are brought. But Karbanos Sibur, there are not so many of them, so you could count how many are supposed to be brought, and therefore you don't have an excuse, oh, I didn't realize this wasn't a Karban Sibur. Now we're going to be Machuria like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yezi can have a Mati Le'ilin Tinaikas Sveikas, when Rabbi Yezi got to the whole Sugya of our Mishnah of these children who are Sveikas, they got mixed up, a Friday baby, a Sunday baby, a Shabbos baby. Have Amar, he would say, Yafali Manu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah taught us well. Meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation of what the difference is good. Because Islacha Meimar She'enat Yachal Laman Al Minyanan, are you able to say in regards to kids in Bris Mila that you're not able to count the number of them? Of course you are. It's very easy for Mael to know how many babies he needs to give a Bris Mila to on Shabbos. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shua still has a case of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah being Pater in the Mila situation. And again, it can't be because Lo Yachal Laman Al Minyanan, that he's not able to count how many babies he needs to give Bris Mila to on Shabbos, or rather must be, it's because Rabbi Yirmiyah Svara Shalayna Satari Kitzvah Kam Pesach Mitchus Shabbos Chol Shana, is because just like with Karban Pesach, the Torah didn't give a set amount of how many Karbanos Pesachim are Daicha Shabbos every single year. It's because of this. There's no official set amount. It's the same exact thing by Bris Mila. There's no set amount of kids that need to have a Bris Mila on Shabbos. Anytime a child's eighth day falls on Shabbos, you give him a Bris Mila, and that's the reason why we would say Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah by Mila would be Pater. Reb Chisda says, Devar Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon's understanding of when we're going to say Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah by Mila, which remember we had said, it has to be that he was being Isaac in a mitzvah, that he gave Friday baby a Bris Mila on Shabbos, and there actually was a Shabbos baby here that needed a Bris Mila. So Tifter, we would have to explain the Karban Pesach case as Shahayasham Chabur Achas Shalashachta, that there was at least one Chabura over there that didn't shech their Karban Pesach yet. So this person, let's call him a Kayin, he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, he was Isaac in shechting that one Karban Pesach that was left over, and he accidentally took a different animal and shechted it, which wasn't a Karban Pesach. But if there were no other Karbanos Pesach that needed to be shechted, and he grabbed an animal thinking it was a Karban Pesach and shechted it, then he would be chayiv because he wasn't Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. There were no other Karbanos Pesach that needed to be shechted. Nothing more explains the Reisha in the Mishnah as we had explained it. Here it speaks it out Beferush. There's a big problem between the Sefer and the Reisha. How can we say that in the Sefer and the Mishnah, when the Sunday baby gets a bris on Shabbos, that according to Yeshua, the male would be Pater because he's Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah? There's a Shabbos baby there that needs a bris, and he accidentally gave a bris to the Sunday baby. He's Pater. Why don't we say the same in the Reisha in the Mishnah? We have a Shabbos baby there that needs a bris, and the Friday baby accidentally got his bris on Shabbos. The male should be Pater. Why are we saying he's chayiv. So Amar Zeir, Zeir says, Milsa Rabbi Yanai Amro, the following Amar Rabbi Yanai, that explains what the Rishon Mishnah is referring to, V'husha Shachach Umal Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, as we had said, it's referring to where the Mael forgot, and he made a big mix-up. He actually gave the Shabbos baby a bris on Erev Shabbos, so now the Mael is only dealing with one bris, which is the Friday baby. He thinks it's the Shabbos baby, but it's really the Friday baby, and he's giving that baby a bris on Shabbos. Here there's no Tabbat Devar Mitzvah, because the Shabbos baby's out of the picture, and that's why, according to everybody in the Rishon Mishnah, he's chayiv. Now, continuing with this, we have a question. Mo'ol b'shachres. Let's say the baby got his bris in the morning. Remember, we have our Friday baby and Shabbos baby. Shabbos baby got his bris Shabbos morning. By the Hashkama Minyan, the father was a Nates guy, so he wakes up early, comes Nates, gives the baby a bris right afterwards. A little bit of a chayim over there. The bris suda is going to be later on when everybody wakes up. And then later on, the Mo'ol also gives Friday baby a bris on this very same Shabbos. Do we say he's still chayiv, just like as if he would have given Shabbos baby a bris on Erev Shabbos? Or do we say no? Since Shabbos baby did get a bris on Shabbos, so maybe Friday baby getting a bris on Shabbos also would be considered Tabbat Devar Mitzvah, even though it was at two separate times. Reb Zeira Amar, so of Reb Yanai Pater, Reb Zeira holds that Reb Yanai holds that he's Pater, whereas Reb Ba Amar Chayiv. Reb Ba says that Reb Yanai holds that he's still Chayiv in this case. So the question on Reb Ba is as follows, Vladimilo Amar Reb Yanai. So why did Reb Yanai explain that the reason why the Mael is Chayiv in the Reish of our Mishnah is because Shabbos baby ended up getting a bris on Friday? And that's why he's not Pater for Friday baby getting a bris on Shabbos. He could have easily said that Shabbos baby got a bris on Shabbos, it's just that it was in the morning, and Friday baby got a bris Shabbos afternoon, and so he's still chayiv. Why not use that case? And the answer is, he's just coming to tell you the norm of the situation, and it's normal to mix up Shabbos and Erev Shabbos babies, or Shabbos and Sunday babies, and not so much on Shabbos itself. And the Gemara continues to pay attention to the Gershon change. According to Reb Zeira's understanding, or Reb Yanai, Reb Yanai is not like Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda just said before, and she does Reb Shimon, that the only way we put up the Dvar Mitzvah is if we have a real chiyuv right now to be doing something, and he accidentally didn't do that chiyuv, but he did something else. Reb Zeir had explained that Reb Yanai holds that a Mael is putter if he gives the Shabbos baby a bris Shabbos morning and Friday baby a bris Shabbos afternoon, and Reb Shimon would not agree with that. So clearly, the way Reb Zeir understands Reb Yanai is not like Reb Chizda. However, Amar Rav Mana Kum Reb Yosi, Reb Mana said in front of Reb Yosi, it's not necessarily true. Mad Mar Reb Chizda Krib Shimon Umad Mar Reb Yanai Krib Meir. That Reb Chizda said was in Shitas Reb Shimon, but that which Reb Yanai said was in Shitas Reb Meir. And Lav Dafka, they're arguing with each other because when we Shivan Dover Bein Reb Meir Reb Shimon, are we able to ask something from Reb Meir onto Reb Shimon? No. Reb Meir has his way of understanding Tabbat Devar Mitzvah. Reb Shimon has his way of understanding Tabbat Devar Mitzvah. And therefore, we can't ask one another. They each have their own shitas. And that's why it doesn't necessarily have to be that Reb Chizda and Reb Zeira are arguing. Are they more responds to that by saying that no? The Vashkam Pliga Bein Reb Meir LeReb Shimon Bashir. Do we find machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon by Shir? In other words, the only machlokes we find between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon in Tabbat Devar Mitzvah is when the Sunday baby got his bris on Shabbos. In what particular case Reb Yeshua is going to hold Tabbat Devar Mitzvah is Pater. But in regards to the Friday baby getting a bris on Shabbos, both Reb Meir and Reb Shimon agree that if there's no baby that needs to be having a bris on Shabbos because it already had a bris on Friday, of course the Mael is going to be chayiv. And since they both agree in that case, you can't necessarily say they argue in this case above where the Shabbos baby actually got a bris on Shabbos morning and the Friday baby got a bris Shabbos afternoon. Maybe both Reb Meir and Reb Shimon agree in that case that the Mael would be chayiv. And therefore, back to what the Gemara said, that according to Reb Zeir's understanding of Reb Yanai, that it's definitely not like Reb Chizda, that holds strong. It seems like we do have this machlokes between Reb Yanai and Reb Chizda regarding this case of Tabbat Devar Mitzvah, when the Shabbos baby got his bris Shabbos morning and Friday baby got his bris Shabbos afternoon, and how this is not a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, rather, once again, between Reb Yanai and Reb Chizda. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.